and Leslie here on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk. A special Friday segment today of the Thirsty Monks, the voice of beer with Opus. As you know, Monday was the 4th of July, so we did not broadcast. So Opus has been nice enough to make his way across the bridge to come to the tiny Progressive studio and join us today for the voice of beer. Thanks so much, Opus.
The bridge of beer?
No, the Westgate Bridge.
Oh, okay.
We always commend people for getting across safely. Sometimes it takes hours, at least after the show. I don't know about
that's
before.
True.
Yeah.
Lately, it seems like there have been a lot of snafus on the bridge.
Well, I think tonight when they start closing parts of 240, the bridge could get pretty tricky as people from Florida make their way through West Asheville and just wind around and try to figure out a way out.
Why people from Florida?
Oh, just that wasn't good. People from somewhere else that don't really know how to get around once they get off
the
interstate.
What about people from like South Dakota?
Floridians are welcome.
I mean,
huh?
I think
Floridians are always welcome in Asheville, apparently.
I didn't slam Floridians. All right, let's talk about the beer. My gosh. Opus, what's going on this weekend at the Thirsty Monk?
Oh, we've got some wonderful music going on, Thirsty Monk South.
Oh, cool.
We've got, just beer as usual downtown.
I suspected
beer
that.
As beer as usual.
Beer as usual.
What would you guys do if you ran out of beer, Opus? There'd be no Thirsty Monk.
Well, we always have backups.
Oh, backup beer?
Yeah, fortunately.
And you got a beer cellar. You could always, I'm going to go home. I'll be right back in 20 minutes. Everybody just stay put.
No, beer cellar doesn't get touched. The beer cellar just stays and
see,
appreciates.
Opus just drew a line
we
in the
should
sand.
Put Social Security in Opus's beer cellar.
We should.
So it wouldn't
doesn't
get touched.
Doesn't get touched. I like that.
And maybe gets, you know, a little taken out of it every month or so.
Yeah. Or one big raid when nobody's looking. So lots going on. What about the downtown location?
Downtown, also beer as usual. We got some amazing stuff coming up next week.
How's the easy on the wallet summer menu going?
Very, very tasty. And we just debuted a new menu down at South, too.
Okay.
Frankie Bones helped revise and improve the South menu, so that's huger than ever.
And we continue to be intrigued by the pint of bacon offered at the downtown Thirsty Monk.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
There really isn't. I've never seen it on the menu of any other restaurant. Pint of bacon.
There might be a reason for
did
that.
Did you ever go with that pint of hummus like I suggested?
Pint of hummus. I don't remember.
Maybe
that.
Not as appealing as the pint of bacon.
Like a half pint of hummus might work.
The bacon in the hummus.
I've got to ask you a question. So you're here on Friday. Usually you're here on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you detect a difference in the energy in the studio?
It's quite a bit more frenetic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully I've come and I can help chill it down a bit.
Oh, yeah.
If you need chill down.
Oh, we need some chill down. We got two nice beers.
Is Friday always crazy Friday?
Yes. Well, it gets pretty crazy here. So
Jim says yes.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe beer is needed on Friday instead
I think
of Monday.
So. And you brought a Belgian ale today. Right?
I've actually brought the finest of Belgian beers. I figured I might as well have the very best.
Look at that.
If we haven't had this on before, which I don't think we have, we ought to do it at this point. It's Duvel, Belgian Flemish for devil, and it's so named because it is indeed a devil of a beer, and it is what every brewer aspires to brew. And
so it's that good.
Jim says it's a hell of a beer.
It is.
Since 1871, Opus.
Yes, and the yeast that is in this is actually, this is going to be a little crazy to open because it did get a bit shaken up. But the yeast that was in this dates back to 1918.
Wow, that's old
yeast. The recipe dates
back. That's some old yeast.
Mm. And they've cultivated and saved it this whole time. Keep reproducing it and growing it, and it's still around and still making the same beer.
Now, do other Belgian brewers consider this one of the best Belgian beers too?
I would say everyone in the beer world and everyone who's tasted good craft beer thinks that this is among the very best.
It's got a very generous, hefty shape. It wouldn't fit in your normal koozie.
No. And I'm glad you noticed that.
She notices everything.
Look at that. Oh, look.
It's got its very own glass, and it is a humongous goblet. It's a, we call it teardrop shape or tulip. But this has a very, very wide base. And usually your standard tulips aren't as wide.
Right.
Because this is such a Well, it's got a lot of amino acids. It's got a lot of these cool things called polypeptides in it.
And because we're getting healthy.
Old yeast, polypeptides, and amino acids.
Because it has so much of this, they have to make the glass humongous just to keep up with the amazingly large head that it produces.
Wow.
No, seriously, let me show the webcam that incredible foamy head. This is
five inch head.
Most of the beer right now is foam. And it's
I'm not into foam opus. Do I have to drink through the foam to get to the beer?
Well, absolutely. This is this is one of those beers that there's actually a contest for how high you can get the foam above the glass.
Oh, wow, so like an ice cream cone. Like it bulges out and then just sort of
I think the record holder is 5-6 inches. Oh,
maybe, do people play like the foam mustache game? You know,
who well, can... I think drinking this, you always play the foam mustache game. So, Opus, they've also thrown us out. It comes in 11.2 ounces, not the regular 12 ounces.
Well, 12 ounces is also a bit of a misnomer.
Really?
It's kind of a mistake. 12 ounces really isn't 12 ounces. It's more like 11.8 ounces.
See, sometimes not all sorts of stuff when Opus is in the studio.
All right. I can't seem to get any beer out of this.
You got a lot of foam on your face, so. No, you don't.
This one might work better. But.
Oh, here, you can have that one. I only slightly licked the glass.
Great. Let me put my face in the foam. Here, Leslie. There's only half the foam here.
So I was going to say, when people order this beer and they get that giant, like really just like it's about a hand size amount of foam, the immediate thing that they do is put their finger on their nose and stick it right in there.
The oil on your skin
exactly.
will make the foam go down. But
really?
I have pristine skin.
It's an old bar trick.
There's no oil on my face.
I would tend to blow on the foam, Opus.
Can I say I got a little sip? This is delicious.
Absolutely.
I've been trying to get a sip for the last 6 minutes, and I just beyond the foam.
The thing about that.
Put your oily nose in the foam. You'll be fine.
No.
Stick a piece of hair in it.
No, the thing about the nose trick is you don't want to do it.
Oh,
it is sacrilege.
Okay.
To stick your finger in your beer
and then put an orange in it.
Okay, so we're drinking Satan's beer, but it's sacrilege to put your finger in it. Okay.
Well, you know,
get it, Opus. This is like the GOP convention.
Michelle
There's just confusion all over the place.
Michelle Bachmann's head just exploded. Now, if a gay man were to drink this beer, she'd probably just melt into a puddle.
Opus. You're right. Very smooth. Jimmy, you tasted it?
Wow. Yeah. This is really awesome.
Jim's drinking out of a glass, too, not the tiny styrofoam.
So we can get this at both locations?
This is only available in bottles. This is one of those beers that they just can't put it in draft because they have a draft version called Duvel Green, but it's not quite the same beer. But this beer, Duvel, is only available in bottles because when they tried to keg it, it just was impossible to pour. It just produced nothing but foam.
I can see a big keg of foam.
Interesting.
So what you're saying is we have to go elsewhere to get this?
Oh, no. We have bottles of it, and we sell bottles of it. But
you have to go to Belgium.
Yeah. You have to go to Belgium, then bring it back.
Opus, this is very smooth. What makes the difference in this beer and kind of comparing it to some of the other Belgian beers?
Well, the recipe does date back a few hundred years.
Old yeast.
Time-tested recipe, it's also a wonderful example of Belgians taking they basically looked at a British pale ale, and they said, well, I really admire that style of beer, and I want to make this. So they traveled to the UK, finally managed to convince a Scottish brewery to give up their yeast. They took a little bit of the yeast home back to them with Belgium and then went crazy with it. And they made this beer that is, you know, vaguely reminiscent of a British pale ale. But
tickles the tongue.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, the effervescence is it's like pop rocks in your mouth.
You can almost see animal shapes in the foam, Opus. There's a rabbit.
Are there people who read the foam?
That's just Blake.
Like tea leaves, you know?
Maybe. Well,
I wonder if you could tell your fortune by reading
the retention, the lace that comes on the side of the glass. You could be able to read if there was someone good at divination. And the cool thing about the glasses that you're holding, the ones that are designed for Duvel, is that there's a little, and this is really the technical term, it's a widget at the bottom, which is an engraving or an embossed etching of D, the Duvel. And that helps helps the nucleation of the beer.
Oh, I see it. Look. Oh, my gosh. This is so cool.
It's like a mini tornado.
Yeah.
On the bottom of your glass. Not ours, Jim.
This is so fun.
We have the knockoff glasses.
Like if you can, if
I don't have a mini tornado.
Well, you're shaking it a little too much. But. Oh,
I've got a mini tornado. if I know how to drink it.
You really do.
Isn't that awesome?
And it is. It's basically, I mean, it's. There's carbon dioxide in the beer itself.
It looks like a geyser.
But because it's hitting against a rough surface in a very smooth area, the carbonation just goes tenfold.
I am absolutely. I mean, so like if you can only have one beer, I would recommend having this one because it's visual, it's tactile, it tastes absolutely wonderful. It's got history. I mean,
it's got a tornado.
You're drinking 100-year-old yeast. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just awesome. This is the best beer ever.
It is the penultimate of Belgian beer, and it is it's the one that shows off that the glassware does matter. The taste is complex, but like still amazingly easy to drink, and the foam is very important.
Foam is fun.
What do they eat in Belgium? What's the big food there?
With beer, it's usually just cubes of cheese.
Cubes of cheese. Yeah. I like cubes of cheese.
I like all these things.
Well, this is really delightful. I mean, I would encourage everybody to head over to Thirsty Monk and order a Duvel.
And see how high the beer tender can pour it.
Do they like compete?
A few of us are in the competition that we're trying to get it about as high as we can get. Some of us, not so much. Some of us are just about, you know, the classic to the line.
But you have to use their glass, right? I mean that's.
Oh yeah, if you drink a Duvel out of non-Duvel glassware, you're not getting the true experience.
Another sacrilege.
I know. No, don't touch your nose.
Well, you can touch your nose, but.
So, Opus, any big events on the horizon? Any more local brewers or I guess traveling brewmasters that are stopping by the Monk?
Well, we do have a release party for French Broad's new IPA going next Thursday at Thirsty Monk South. They're putting out a year-round IPA, and they've put out a few batches in the past, but they haven't quite been happy with the recipe. But now they've totally perfected it and have a really nice aggressive IPA that I think will do some good competition for all the local IPAs.
How's the big renovation coming at the downtown location?
Oh, it is coming.
Okay.
We're talking about the secret third floor, aren't we?
Oh, the top of the Monk.
Mm, the top of the Monk.
Are we supposed to say that out loud?
It's out.
We just do. 1.5 million people.
It's
just
the
heard
devil
that.
Talking. All right, the devil made me do
that. That happens
it's
with
the
this
tornado
beer.
Talking.
It is. We're still working with some stuff. We've moved our offices up there. Uh-huh. So we're using it for that, but we're still figuring out what we want to do up with the upstairs.
I think we ought to have a big private party for local Edge listeners.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just saying.
The deal's
no,
done.
It's kind of for private parties, and I think we'll probably open it up on the weekends. And
We got some pint night glasses left over. They say 880 The Revolution on. It'd be a perfect time to use them.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Look at you cutting deals on the air. I like it. That's what it's all about.
That's how I roll.
Yeah, so Opus, good stuff. Thanks for bringing the best of the best in today on a Friday. And folks, you got to check out the Thirsty Monk. The two locations, downtown and the south location in Gerber Village. You're always going to get treated right, and you get an education on beer. That's the great thing about everybody on your staff. You can ask them any question. They're going to find you the answer. And
they know it.
Yeah, they know it. I mean, it seems you give them a test or something before they're employed.
We quiz them on a daily basis.
Ooh, I like that. So there you go. They're knowledgeable.
We're quizzed on a daily basis here.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Essentially. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Opus, thank you, and thanks for the beer.
Sure.
We're really enjoying ourselves, but we're going to get back to business here on Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk.